Blog Talk Radio.
My music. Welcome to Cut the Track Entertainment Reports weekend update. Usually my intro is a little longer than that, so that caught me off guard, but that's good that it's cued to 30 seconds now. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts, sending prayers out to those on the East Coast and all around the world, and sending out condolences to the East Coast also regarding a loss of life, something that we have prayed would not occur. And also for those that are risking their lives to help save lives also. From Good Samaritans to, of course, the first responders and those that work for various entities, such as I know a big team of energy company from here in the state of Mississippi travel there, and also many volunteers with the Red Cross, and I know the Cajun Army has been there way before the hurricane approached. And so just praises to those that are also risking their lives to help others live and be safe. Also, you know, my nephew and his dad and many of my friends are on the East Coast and in North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia, the DMV, and so on. So you all just, we're praying, and thank you all always for praying for us when we're going to, only a couple of weeks, we're going through the same ordeal, but, and you would think that each storm is different, you know, I guess every natural disaster is different. You would think, we never get used to these. Definitely. And what, there are three more so out there. So we're definitely praying for everybody worldwide, but especially right now, what we're going through with the East Coast also. And there's a lot of talk going on regarding the hurricanes from last year. What are the right numbers of lives lost? And so I tweet praises and I tweet concern to our president, and I network with everybody, you know, governor and officials here and just throughout the world. Thank you, listeners and friends that I know all my life, and my social media friends. I have social media friends around the world that send me information and update me regarding what's going on in their communities and their villages and their cities and towns. So thank you all, because I am a political enthusiast, and whatever, we're all in it together. So whatever we can do to expose what is going on, good and not good, keep each other in the know. Those of us that literally like to get in within the communities, you know, need to know. So it's really important for us to do that. But yeah, I get off. Social media friends and friends that are living abroad and that I know, and friends that listen to the broadcast, thank you for supporting the broadcast since March. I was just looking at my stats. I've been a host member here at Blog Talk Radio since early March. The first show was broadcast on March 21st. So thank you all for your support. Can't wait to full-fledged shows, have a lineup of guests, and my goodness, you know, my social media pages are the talk show, our culture entertainment, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on social media, because we talk about the most serious to the most funniest things. And so thank you all for keeping me updated and also being there for me. You really appreciate it. But you all, East Coast friends, you know, let us know what's going on. I know for a minute my sister talked to my nephew, Jamal, and she was really concerned. Auntie, freaking out, like, oh, my God, and definitely letting my friends know that they aren't too far from where he and his dad are, know where he is, and so on. I even let the governor know on Twitter, my nephew's in High Point, North Carolina, you know, so this is the real deal, you know, really. And I'm not laughing like in a funny way. I'm laughing because I'm glad that I hope that the worst is over, but we always have to keep our ears and eyes open. And people still living in the bad weather. I mean, the rain is going to last for like probably like another week or two, and because the rain just stopped here like Thursday, no joke, from the hurricane, the tropical depression a couple weeks ago that came through the deep south here in the Mississippi area. Yesterday, I attended an amazing weekly community event that's hosted by Jonathan Lee, who ran for mayor in 2013. Yeah, he ran. I've been a long time invited early in the year to the event, and I had not been to any other events in like 3 weeks to a month. And yesterday, now I'm just going to go to this, but one of my besties, you guys know, Dara Smith of the Mississippi Men's Choir, one of my besties, and also sending love and condolences out to his family. They're burying his brother's, Dimitri's dad, this morning, so sending love out to them and prayers and condolences. But I was surprised to see Daryl, and he was like, well, you know, what's up? And I'm like, I'm working on some things, and I'm doing this. And like, I thought about going to on Friday, because I would like to see my old professor and, you know, see what the topic is all about and see a few other people. So I'm glad I did not miss out, because I even posted the event on Facebook, and the presenter, and it's like Cornelia Coffee House. I'm always concerned about pronouncing that right. But every Friday in Jackson, Mississippi, so if you're here on business or you're in town for any reason, definitely do not miss out on attending their Forum Fridays. And then on Saturday mornings, people meet up for breakfast at 9, a coffee service. It's a BYOB, Bring Your Own Breakfast event, where people network and talk about their concerns over breakfast. But yesterday's guest speaker was Sheila W. Jackson, and she's the director of Office of Public Housing. She's a high-end public official with HUD, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the public and Indian housing. And she travels all across the country, mainly working D.C., and they're working on some housing situations going on right now, I believe, in St. Louis, and recently have done some work in Miami. And she travels across the country. But she was one of the top officials that spearheaded the redevelopment of a very beautiful community, a redeveloped community here in Jackson called Midtown. Well, I did share her presentation on Facebook because she stressed the importance of how we, the people, need to be more present and attend more planning events, meetings when it comes to the strategic planning of what's going on in America, especially dealing with HUD and housing. One of my notes that flipped over. HUD's strategic HUD plan, 2018 to 2020. She stressed the importance of checking that out. Go to HUD's website and look for HUD's strategic HUD plan, 2018 to 2020. And she states that it's transforming the way we do housing. And she also stressed, but you can see the whole presentation on my Facebook page at Bethany Williams. And I think I might have it on my my page, Bethany Entrepreneur. And I believe I put it throughout. I know I put it on those two pages. And I might have put it on the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page. And I do need to put it on my Dems, Independents, and Republicans for Mayor Lumumba, the mayor of Jackson City, is Mayor Chakwa Anton Lumumba. And so, but check that out. She stressed the importance of whatever you hear, and I'm talking to, you know, everybody nationally and internationally, and those that are concerned about housing and community development in the United States. Because something that we do talk about, you know, homelessness is a big deal, right? And so, to me, homelessness, housing, all of that goes hand in hand. And one question that Jonathan asked her was, what does the face of a person that needs HUD housing look like? And she stressed veterans, freedom fighters, you know, average working Americans, you know, and and it's also another thing she stressed, the state of Mississippi is number two, one of the best district offices in the country. You know, usually Mississippi sometimes on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to a report, but Mississippi is number two across the nation of one of the best district offices, housing authorities in the country. So praise to them. But I just wanted to share that with you all, to go to that website. And whenever you hear of a meeting going on that's regarding the five-year plan, and when she mentioned the five-year plan, and I know 3 points, you know, it seems like things are already planned out regardless of who's in office. Like, wow. And so that's one reason why she stressed we need to attend pre-meetings as much as we can, so we the people, can have more input what is placed in within policies and within things like the HUD strategic HUD plan. That's a topic that affects anybody, really. So, and there's some stories I would like to share about, because it's an update show. And I'm going to plug a couple of bits going on in Jackson, Mississippi, if you're hearing. If you're visiting on business or pleasure, there's an event called the Taste West Jackson. You go to their website, Taste West Jackson, from 12 to 4. And it's a free event. And I know there will be like a farmer's market set up. And it's all about promoting the best food from the best side, the west side. I'm on the north side. The west side is awesome. Awesome. And then also there's another event going on, Stronger Neighborhood, Strong School Summit is going on at the Jackson Convention Complex downtown from 9 to 2. And the flyer reads, please join us for the Stronger Schools Neighborhood Association Summit today on September 15th at the Jackson Convention Complex from 9 to 2. During this meeting, the community engagement team will share information on how neighborhood associations can effectively partner with schools to support learning and offer tools and resources for new and existing neighborhood associations. In addition, we provide information about funding opportunities for neighborhood associations to complete projects that support student success. And the registration is only open to neighborhood associations that are registered with the City of Jackson. And to RSVP for this event, you call, you email, blah, blah. But I guess you just show up because, and you can email Phaedra Robinson at Phaedra at BetterTogetherForMississippi.org. She spoke at the first event I had attended. I remember meeting her, great presentation on Friday. And also a big shout out to Crystal Wise Martin, who's running for Hines County St. Chancery Judge, Sub-District 2. Big shout out to you as you campaign. And also today, I am scheduled to do, well, speaking of Homeowners Association, the Norwood Neighborhood Homeowners Association will have their meeting this morning in North Jackson. For those of you that can't attend that are in Jackson, thank you. The last meeting was awesome. We had, I had invited Juan Clore, who is a former police officer, a longtime friend of mine, and he teaches the community on how to be safe. He's worked for the FBI and former assistant police chief of Kansas, Mississippi, and he trains corporations and communities and businesses on how to not be a victim and how to live safer lives. And he spoke, our tax assessor of the City of Jackson spoke, Eddie Fair, Robert Graham, Hines County supervisor. When I first met him, he was officer friendly. He's a former police chief. Wow. Of course, Nevin Priester, the council person of this, the ward that I reside in. He spoke, and it was an awesome meeting. So we have a homeowners association meeting this morning also. So and also there's an event going on in South Jackson. A lot of things are going on. I'm speaking to everyone in your different communities. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm bored, nothing going on. Really check out and see what's going on. And this is really going on. Create your own event also to make something happen so people can have something to do. We have to be proactive. Let's see. Just trying to see if I have any other flyers and info to share. Big shout out to, and I'm having a blast being officially mentored by the Damon Dunn Fifth Formula team, and it's been amazing. I've loved this work since the beginning, and since the very beginning, FUBU, and you guys know how much my mother and I love Shark Tank from the beginning. Mark Cuban. I mean, I've done profile shows. I always wanted to be a guest here on the show. And matter of fact, his brother Brian is the reason, one of the reasons why I started my Blog Talk radio show. Because back in 2011, my two favorite Blog Talk radio podcasts were Little Flip 713, you know, Little Flip H-Town represent, Flyboy Radio, and Brian Cuban Show, Red Revolution. And then I love Zane, you know, the author, best-selling New York Times best-selling author, and also her movie Addicted was the first book I read. And then, and a few of her anthologies. And I remember when I first read, I think I've already been into a film. And so those were the three shows that, but really, Brian's show and Little Flip, Fly Radio, those were the shows that encouraged me to start mine. Because I had worked in radio before, but, you know, radio, not internet radio, Blog Talk Radio, I think, had only been out. Probably on the air like maybe 3 years then. So it's been a blast working with Blog Talk Radio and Sprinkler. Springer, yeah. And my southern accent is really coming out big time on. And I'm just excited. I looked for the show yesterday where my mother shared her recipes and for Steph Tanya to be perfecting. You know, you don't wait till Thanksgiving Day to try to make a recipe. So and it's good to practice recipes if you're expecting a lot of guests or you really want your food to be good. But thank God when my mother would instruct me, but and so I made good notes and she and I were planning to to really go in depth with her recipes before she passed away. But I would tell her, tell me exactly. Now, you know, a pinch here and a pinch there, that don't work for me. My sister can, she'll follow the direct, she'll follow the recipe, but she'll make it her own too and turn it to her own signature. I want to perfect the way it is first, and then I might personalize the dish. But I would tell Mom, you tell me verbatim, word for word, exactly what I need to do. When I follow the instructions or when I follow a recipe, any recipe, my dish usually tastes exactly the way it's intended to taste. And, you know, and that tells you a lot when it comes to following instructions. I guess it's like reading a manual. So many of us throw that manual when we're trying to assemble something. We throw that manual to the side and figure it out on our own. And all we had to do to save sweat and tears and like my friend Brandon Fields of Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma and like Damon was talking about on Twitter yesterday, lesson learned and not experience a lesson learned. Sometimes it's best to follow those instructions, the recipes, or follow the manual. Sometimes, yeah, you could be the know-it-all because I can't, you know. But sometimes to not go through the stress, go ahead and read that manual or, read that recipe. So it won't be a very important lesson learned. But it's a big sports day. And I know here today, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And well, I don't know what I was going to say because it's campaign season, it's election season, November the 6th, you guys remember. It's a big day in many places across the nation. I'm scheduled to make some phone calls today for Cindy Hyde Smith. And so my setup wasn't acting right, so I need to call, like the person that's leading me is in Michigan, so I need to call that person. Of course, I have the headquarters. Last time I made calls from the headquarters, but they make it so easy now to make your calls, from mobile apps and so on. So that's so amazing, right? And then it does the work for you, really. And all I need to do is say a few words, asking about support and so on. But we have, just like everywhere else, there are big elections going on. We're watching Georgia, right? We're watching Florida. Eyes are on Mississippi regarding the Thad Carson seat and many other very important seats. And so Cindy Hyde-Smith is, her opponents are Mike Espy, Chris McDaniel, and I hope I have the gentleman's name right. And Toby Berry. I hope his name is right. I try not to say anything if I have any doubt I have it right. But there are two Democrats and two Republicans. And so all eyes are definitely on it. You know, I'm a longtime supporter of Mike Espy, but then also a supporter of Cindy Hyde-Smith. And also Chris McDaniels is controversial. And he's a really cool guy. And I think he's in trouble. I fell asleep. I woke up. I fell asleep on the news. And there's some story going on about something he said. So I definitely need to, when this podcast ends, I need to check out and see what's going on. What did he say? I'll go to his Facebook page, but he's probably not talking about that on his Facebook page. But it's a pretty good guy. A lot of my friends are. Of endorsing and supporting him, But you know, Cindy Hyde Smith, she was appointed by the governor, and then also the president endorsed her because he had an event scheduled to come here yesterday. But of course, for reasons known, he rescheduled that event for very important reasons. And but Mike Espy, Chris McDaniel, Cindy Hyde Smith, and Toby Berry. Those are the four that are running for that big seat. And on my page, we try to educate each other regarding various all parties. And so, I you know, those of you that want to update and share on my page, you know, because I welcome competent dialogue. And there are many people on my social media that if you have a question or if you want to inform people, we'll listen. And then there are people that will answer your questions. There's some things I can answer, but then I have friends who are political professors. Like this season, I'm a Republican poll manager, a transit manager. I have no idea where I'll be assigned on election day. My boss with the GOP, Pete Perry, he's on the page and he interacts. Many of Eric McDaniel, Emil Wilson, his mother Linda Wilson. I mean, there are so many people, Democratic, Republican side, people just want you to vote, that will talk to you. But I know one thing, please, if you have moved and you know you're wondering where you should vote, do your best to find out. Do your best to update. Are you going to need to do an affidavit ballot? I'm going to have to do an absentee ballot because we will work all day. Open before open, you set arrive to set up and break it down. And so those of us that work as poll workers, paid and volunteers, we have to be there, you know. And so those of us that aren't near our districts, we have to do absentee ballots. Please excuse me, I had to wet my whistle. But the update was scheduled to be about 15 minutes, but I know we've gone way over 15 minutes. But have an awesome weekend. Next show is scheduled for next Saturday, unless there is really, really breaking news. And yesterday, congratulations to one of my favorite guys, one of my mom's favorite guys, Justin Bieber. And I know Bieber listens to the show. He's like my little brother in my head. They got marriage license. I received an email from Hollywood Life that they had gotten married. Then I got another email saying that, you know, they were planning a big wedding. And so did they get married, or did they just get married at JOP and then they're planning like a second bigger wedding? Whatever happened, congratulations to he and Hallie Baldwin and I wish them the best. I'm like, wow. That was good. It was like breaking news one after another regarding their relationship status. No, but from engaged to, oh, they're going to get the marriage license, to, oh, they're married now. Then, oh, then there's another one, like, okay, they're playing a big wedding bash. So congratulations, whatever happened, congratulations on that. So, and of course, if it's obvious, I slept overnight. So whatever breaking news happened overnight, I woke up and I prepared for the broadcast, ate my little breakfast, poured me up some tea, and made sure I didn't miss broadcasting this morning. You guys have a happy, happy weekend. Sending much love out to everyone that networked with me on and offline. Keep in touch with me privately and publicly. Big shout out to Jay Franco Project. Amazing, amazing group. Facebook will be in town next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, so looking forward to attending their events. and because they're going to be educating community leaders and business leaders and helping and teaching us how to make money. And that's a topic that I'm talking about next year, next summer, at Empowering Women Conference. I keep wanting to call it an expo, but conference in Tupelo, Mississippi, at the Bancorp South event. The event will be a three-day event from June 27th through the 29th. So thank you to the organizers that invited me to be a part of that event. Speaking, Crossroads Film Festival. Regular deadline has been extended to the 20th to get to submit your film. The late deadline date is October the 10th. Music videos will be in January. Deadline is in January, I can tell you that much. So a big shout out to Melanie Lynn Addison of Oxford Film Festival. She's up in Montana at the International Montana Film Festival. It's the first year. So a big shout out to her. Hope you're having, I know you're having a blast. And also I attended an event in Mississippi Museum of Art yesterday. It was a gallery talk, and it was an amazing event. So we'll talk about that next time. But it was an amazing event. And again, a big shout out. It's amazing. Holiday time is here. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's the end of the year. This year has really gone by. You guys know I've been missing Mom. And thank you for your love and support, because she loves you guys so much. And she always like me to tell you guys, thank you. And so thank you all for your love and reaching out. And thank you for continuing praying for my family and loved ones and so on. So I can't wait till we're back to full-fledged shows for guests and co-hosts. Cousin Linda can come on, and many others that have that are eager to come on and share their stories and share their music. Scarboard, shout out to you and your family in Pennsylvania, and all the artists, fellow artists and musicians and creatives that I deal with. But again, James Franco Group, you guys are amazing. You've done an amazing job. James is loving it. And so thank you. Big shout out to James and his loved ones and his family, James Franco. Big shout out to the state, those that are still trying to save Dallas. Kevin Page, thank you for inviting me to your new page. Also, educating actors and actresses. Also, you guys remember Kevin Page from Dallas. And he remains in Dallas, too. So, and also, again, condolences to the family of both on John, and also sending out prayers and love to the love of my life, Dallas, regarding this tragic event that has occurred. So much is going on just throughout the country, throughout the world, and good and bad. And so we just have to be there and do our best to spread more love among one another. But thank you, and thank you for supporting the broadcast. And email me at culturetreshock, KULTRESHOK_Beth@yahoo.com. And, of course, contact me throughout social media on Facebook and Instagram at Beth Entrepreneur, James Franco Project Group. Also remember No To A Like Jury, J.L. King, another amazing best-selling author that I love, work and his presence and his advice. Big shout out to him and his team in Atlanta. Again, big shout out to Miss America and Miss Mississippi, representing well. And again, you guys, you might get a call from me between now and Election Day, because we are campaigning. And again, thank you for your love and support. And let's network. Some are doing their best to build their businesses. Some are looking for work. Some are looking to hire. Let's network and keep each other in the know regarding those topics also, because this is the season. This is this fourth quarter, this last quarter of the year, and it's holiday season, and all of us should be able to make some money and be happy and ringing in a new year. I wish all bad things could stop, you know. Natural disasters, killings, senseless killings. I wish we could love more. You know, if I could make the world a difference, that's what I would do. I don't know what made me get all poetic, but it's the truth, and that's from my heart, no matter how crazy it might sound. But thank you again for your support, Hugs and Kisses. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Luke's Forward Broadcast from Image Mechanisms. My apologies for not broadcasting Image Mechanisms this past Monday, but check the schedule, and it would be a new schedule up. And also, the next broadcast for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is already up for next Saturday. Thank you, and God bless. You are loved.